USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After days of resisting, President Trump says he's been tested for the coronavirus. The test comes after it was revealed that he was in close contact with two Brazilian officials who have since tested positive for the virus.
I also took the test last night. Yeah. And I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday, people were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes, a day or 2 days, whatever it is, they send it to a lab.
Reporters attending the briefing had their temperatures taken, and one person who had a slight fever was kept out of the room. Vice President Mike Pence says those international travel restrictions are now being expanded.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland effective midnight Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The coronavirus pandemic has altered life for most people in many ways. Louisiana has postponed its primary until the end of June. In Ohio, they're restricting public gatherings to only 100 people. In Maryland, Oregon, and California, they're only allowing 250. Four major cruise ship companies have chosen to suspend trips from the U.S. for 30 days. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and Embassy Cruises all agreed to those suspensions. The U.S. ban on travelers from 26 European countries has now taken effect. Canadian Parliament has rushed through ratification of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal on Friday. The action, taken before their three-week break, is to help stop the spread of the virus. And Mexico is considering tightening its northern border to also help stop the spread of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
All major sporting events are canceled across the United States with the outbreak of the coronavirus. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is doing what he can to help out his hourly employees who need their money from working at the games to make ends meet. He joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to do to help people out.
The Mavericks are going to take care of them. It was one of the first things that crossed my mind that when we postpone games, those guys, those folks who do all the jobs you mentioned aren't going to get paid. People who are working by the hour aren't going to get paid. And so we put together a program where we're going to pay them as if those games took place. So we would have had a game against the Phoenix Suns coming up tomorrow, and we'll pay them as if that game happened. And, you know, I encourage others in my circumstance, not all small businesses are going to be able to just keep on paying their hourly workers in particular. So I encourage those who can to continue to do so. And I say the same thing to hourly workers. Be cognizant of the circumstances of your company. If CEOs and even small entrepreneurs can work together with their employees, you can find a resolution. And hopefully over the next couple months, all the virus stuff resolves itself and everybody can keep their jobs. But it's going to take CEOs and employees working together to make that happen.
Remember, you can hear current stories or past newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.